You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Quickly, before we get into all the stuff on TV last night, is it possible that it snows too much for ski areas? And the answer is yes. Yesterday, Crested Butte's ski runs closed down at about 1:30. They sent everybody home because they said, there's too much snow. That's what? Quite a problem to have at a ski resort.
Yeah, it was really windy, and I think the ski lifts were kind of moving around.
Oh, that's why.
They didn't even mention the wind, though, in their announcement. They just said that we've got so much snow, we can't handle it. So please, everybody, go home. If you were there and you were like, what? If you were if you're saying,
hey, what happened?
They will give you a free voucher.
Plenty of nice little restaurants and bars in the Crested Butte area.
It's
a great little town.
It is fun. It's one of my favorite summer stops, too.
Yep. Yeah, we two summers ago went up there and stayed, and we probably the hill that got closed down, we did the thing where you take the ski lift to the top and hike around, and man, is it beautiful. Yeah. Overlooks the town. Oh.
This is probably the best publicity they could get, though. As everybody knows, if they're looking for some freshie.
I wish that town was closer. Can they move it closer to Denver? It's like 6 hours.
No, we should just move there. We do our show from there.
There you go.
Through a satellite or something like that. All right, what else we have?
Last night, big TV night. Oh, I was glued to the TV with The Bachelor last night. So here's what went on. They did a wedding photo shoot with some of the girls and Nick. And so they all dressed up in different styles of wedding dresses and did these photo shoots.
That's a horrible tease for some of those
ladies. Oh, you have no idea. They were flipping out. Some of them had like super big 80s wedding dresses, and some of them were in skimpy like Adam and Eve looking things. One girl didn't even have a top on, and she just had the bottoms on like Leafs, so they did like an Adam and Eve thing.
Really?
This one woman that really likes Nick, her name is Corinne, and she was in a bikini last night, and they started doing the wedding photo shoot in the pool. So she's like, I'm gonna get this Nick guy, and she took her little bikini top off in the pool. I had to cover the children's eyes in the living room last night. It was very risque. Nicole even at one point said, do you need to stand that close to the TV? Because I was like mouth breathing. So here's 55 seconds or so. It's a lot of the other ladies reacting, a lot of oh my gods, and
reacting to her topless.
What are you doing?
Oh, she's going for it. She's doing it.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, that's super cute.
You
look adorable.
Holy, that's a lot. Like, a lot.
Oh, somebody's having fun.
We're going to Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah, do it, Janet Jackson. That's a good one.
What?
You grab me for some fun?
What?
Just do it. Oh, my God.
I don't know if I've ever blushed so much.
Nick and I do have a lot of sexual chemistry. There definitely was another spark in that pool. Him holding my bare bosoms. I didn't just go into this photo shoot with no clothes. I actually was daring enough to have clothes and take them off. I'm definitely going to win that extra time with Nick today.
Yes, she is. She went a little extra time with me.
Did you lose some brain cells watching that last night?
Oh, somebody's having fun.
That's what Nicole said to me. I was standing there.
Oh, somebody's having fun.
So, yeah, so she took it off, and then she made him, you know, like, hug her from behind and hold her breastises. Intense show last night. So if you weren't watching that, you were probably being lame and watching the second episode of The Celebrity Apprentice. Spoiler alert, if you didn't catch it, DVR'd it. Snooki, she got kicked off, and here's her crying about it.
This challenge has been so hard for me. I try and be strong, but I'm not like you guys. Yeah. I feel like I don't belong here.
Sounds like me at work.
I don't want to be a part of that.
Well, let me just tell you something.
I don't want to be a part of that.
Some things that sometimes you realize as you're in the middle of the whole thing is that this is too much for me.
Yes.
You know, you fought for your charity, and so I'm sorry to say, you're terminated.
Hold on.
Thank you, your Terminator-ness.
Your Terminator-ness. Oh, it's so cheesy.
Oh, somebody's having fun.
That's right. All right, so.
You want to see the difference between Jeremy and Dom? You want to, Chris, would
yes,
you like to see?
Yes, absolutely.
Jeremy's so excited about The Bachelor and the Terminator's apprentice,
topless,
stuff
beautiful
like that.
Women?
While the college football national championship game last night came down to this.
Bama can hold him out. Perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown!
Listen to that crowd.
Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
1 second.
1 second. Wow. That was intense.
Oh, second. That.
You know what that announcer should have said?
What?
Oh, somebody's having fun.
Looks to the end zone. Hunter Renfro caught it. Touchdown. 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 And Clemson is 1 second away.
So you were loving the Bachelor, and I was saying, oh, college football's national championship.
I love men in pads.
1 second.
Oh, somebody's having fun.
We should do a parody song of Men in Black called Men in Pads.
Right. Here come the men in pads. Oh, that's funny.